Well, I think it's a huge symbolic victory for the United States, and it provides a lot of closure for the families of the victims of September 11th. But I don't think that the war on terror is necessarily over. I think that even though there are no leaders waiting in the wings who have the power and stature of bin Laden, I do believe that there will still be attacks inspired by al-Qaeda and splinter groups of al-Qaeda throughout the region. So I think that's still going to be a problem. I just don't think that anybody of bin Laden's stature is waiting in the wings.
I understand that bin Laden himself was not really actively involved in the day-to-day operations of al-Qaeda. Is that right? I mean, there were other people sort of running the show?
Right, that's true, but he was a hugely inspirational figure for many people who were in that organization, and whenever they issued his statements, they were watched and observed by a number of people who were who worked for al-Qaeda in different parts of the world. And so even if he didn't necessarily handle all the operational details of the day-to-day running of the organization, I think his presence as a figurehead was very important.
So if you say that no one is waiting in the wings to take over from him, what does that mean to the operation of al-Qaeda from here on out? I mean, do they lose membership if they don't have this symbolic figurehead?
Well, I think that they have lost membership already, probably due to events in the region, the Middle East and North Africa, over the past couple of months. The revolutions that have been generated in those regions have not come from al-Qaeda, and I think in some areas they really show that al-Qaeda is not relevant to people's everyday lives, that they're going on with other ideas about how they'd like to run their countries and have democracies without needing al-Qaeda as inspiration.
You of course, have spent time doing research in the Middle East and North Africa. Have you spoken to anyone in the region about bin Laden's death?
I haven't actually talked to anybody yet, but I've been following all my Twitter feeds, and I keep up with a number of bloggers in the Middle East and North Africa. And so I do know that even though the vast majority of people are glad that he's gone, there also have been a significant minority who believe that the U.S. shouldn't have done this. And so there are also people who are scared that there are going to be reprisal attacks against Americans throughout the world.
That's certainly the next concern, isn't it, that that this could have, maybe in the long term, it could be kind of a good effect, but in the short term, could there be reprisals, new terrorist attacks because of his death?
There could be. I don't think that we would see any spectacularly planned September 11th style attacks anywhere at the moment, because I think it will take a while for people to regroup. But I do think that we might see smaller individualized attacks in different parts of the world on possibly on soft targets. So people who are not, you know, they don't have the protection of a heavily guarded embassy or things of that nature.
Would these be people that were largely acting, I guess, somewhat independently? You said there wouldn't be anything huge, big planned events, but somebody acting independently could do something like this?
That's what I think. I think a huge planned event, that there might be word of it in the international security apparatuses, and so something like that probably wouldn't happen. But I'm thinking more of splinter groups or groups that are loosely inspired by al-Qaeda, but not necessarily taking their commands from anyone within the organization.
Do you think that something on a larger scale could be inspired by this in the long term, the more distant future?
Well, that remains difficult to say. I don't really think that the war on terror is over, because I think some of the grievances that people inspired by bin Laden have are still remaining. And some of those grievances, such as the U.S. presence in Saudi Arabia and in Iraq and Afghanistan, that those haven't gone away yet. And so I think people, there are still people with grievances against the U.S., but I also am hopeful that the other events in the region, such as people beginning to take more control of their countries and having a say in the kinds of governments that they want to have there, I'm hopeful that that is going to pull away some of the possible recruitment tools that al-Qaeda might have used.